Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Ausable Audubon Society, the Ausable Valley Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. How are you today, Peggy?
I'm okay, and it's getting a little bit warmer outside, Kevin.
It is. Now, is that a good thing for watching birds when it gets warmer out?
Well, it makes it a lot easier on the birds not having to fight this cold, frigid temperatures.
You know, I do notice when it's extremely cold, you don't hear birds as much as you do in the wintertime when, say, it's about 25 to 30 degrees. When it's at that 0 to 10 mark, they're pretty quiet, aren't they?
They're quiet, and they're also just struggling to keep their heat sources up so they don't freeze to death.
Yeah.
That's actually what happens.
So it's a good idea if we can to make sure there's some feed out for them, so it's a little easier for them to get some food then.
Right, with the heavy snows this winter and a lot of ice, a lot of their food sources have been covered up and hard to get to.
Yeah, so if you can, put some seed out for our fine feathered friends. Well, we're going to talk about an event. I know every year we talk about it. It's coming up. The Great Backyard Bird Count is coming up, isn't it?
It's coming up February 14th through the 17th.
Okay.
And this will be the 17th year. It's been going on since 1998.
Wow.
And so it's really gathering some wonderful data. And last year, for the first time, they went worldwide on this. We had 111 countries involved in this on 7 continents.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now, so
and
I...
they found over 33 million individual birds, and it was about a third of the whole world population.
No kidding. I was going to ask you about how many birds. When it's the backyard bird count, now just how accurate are we talking about when it comes to counting birds then?
Okay. Well, actually, it's kind of a misnomer, but you can count in your backyard at your feeder. You can go to your favorite nature area. You can count along the rivers here in Oscoda and Tawas area, or even driving along in your car, as long as you have somebody watching while you're driving.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Safety first, that's for sure. But my point is then, so sometimes that same bird could be counted 3 or 4 different times, depending on where it's going to.
Exactly. Yeah. And at your feeder, some of the tricks that we use is to count, for instance, chickadees. The most chickadees you see at one time, if you saw 2 on the ground, 1 in the tree, and 2 in the air, that would be 5 total. So that's how you know you're not counting the same bird twice.
Makes sense. Now, once you've done this, you've done the bird count in your backyard, or you've gone out and done so, what do you do with that information next?
Okay. This is all done online now at birdcount.org.
Okay.
And so you click on that, and it'll be at the top. You can say it says submit results. So they have combined the efforts with eBird, which is a worldwide way that birders keep track of species that they see. So there's a couple things you have to keep track of is how long you spent, doing your birding, where you went, and if you were traveling, how many miles you traveled.
Okay.
Then there's a space to put all that in on the computer.
All right. Now, the backyard bird count takes place February 14th through the 16th, but it sounds like with this website, can you do this kind of thing all year round then?
Nope, it's only during this one time.
Okay, all right.
And it's actually through the 17th, so it's a 4-day. It's usually over President's Day weekend.
Okay. And so during that time, you can spend as little as 15 minutes to maybe 15 hours if you want to.
Exactly.
Okay, wow.
And what I do personally is I do my backyard one day, and then the next day I'll go out in my neighborhood, and then the next day I'll go along the river corridors and count. So I get a wide variety of habitat that I take count in.
Now, when you do this, are you supposed to just count the number of birds in general, or do you specify the kind of birds you saw, too?
No, that's a very good question. Especially keep track of the species that you see, and then how many of that species.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting. If you know the difference between the male and the female, especially at your backyard feeders, you may have 2 woodpeckers coming in and not realize it. And if the ones with the red on the head are more red on the head are the males.
Oh.
And then no red on the back of the head and the downy and the hairy, for instance, that means they're usually the females. So
I see.
You don't have to specify whether it's male or female, but if you know the difference, you may have 2 coming in instead of just 1.
Right. Now, once that information is all put in, can people see the totals and all that? Is that information then available at that website?
It'll be at the top. Instead of submit results, it'll say check results.
Okay.
And so there's a space that you can go in and look at all that information from all around the world. And a lot of our birds that come right through Tawas and Oscoda, especially at the point when the warblers come through, those birds are starting their migrations in the last part of February because a lot of them come from South and Central America.
Okay.
Like the Baltimore Oriole.
Right.
That comes all the way from Central America. So they have to have an early start to get here by April.
Yeah. So you could see, even in February, a variety of birds then.
Right. And some people say, well, what if I'm not sure of the bird that I see? Well, report the ones that you're sure of, like the mourning dove, maybe the chickadee, the blue jays. And some people have said to me, well, all I have is mourning doves. But that's important to report just what you have.
All right, very good. It's happening the 14th through the 17th. It is the Great Backyard Bird Count. And again, if they want more information about this, Peggy, how do they get more info on what's going to be happening?
They can go to birdcount.org.
Okay.
Or they could call me at 739-5674 if they had questions.
Very good. From the Ausable Valley Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the future as we get closer to the big Tawas Point Bird Fest.
Thank you so much, Kevin.